From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. The Pulaski County Sheriff's Office is warning against potential violence against security guards. A leaked document says a group known as the Gutta Boy Gang may be targeting security guards in the central Arkansas area, especially those working at nightclubs or special events. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports it may be related to a November double homicide at an outdoor bonfire party along Fraser Pike in southeastern Little Rock. Representatives from the Arkansas Department of Human Services appeared before a legislative subcommittee on Monday morning. The purpose was to review spending for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. The program was impacted by the U.S. government shutdown earlier this year. DHS Secretary Janet Mann said, though the government has reopened, the state has not received TANF allocations for 2026.
We waited 30 days. We operated in good faith. We did ask all of our sub-grants, including CPI and ABC, to halt duties. I believe it was approximately 10 to 14 days. We have given them notice to resume their activities as soon as the government voted to reopen to honor those sub-grants.
Mann said DHS is considering a one-time extension to allow community-based organizations to spend any remaining funds through June 2026. She said some of these organizations' spending was halted during the government shutdown. Mary Franklin, director of Division of County Operations, says agents are working in good faith while awaiting the 2026 funding.
We have paid through the first quarter of the state fiscal year. We have since told them they could restart services around the 14th of November and told them to go ahead and send invoices for October, and they can send invoices for November minus the time period we asked them to halt activities. And as soon as we get the 26 grant award, we will work on getting those payments out to those agencies for October and November to date.
The TANF block grants fund several discretionary subgrants for community organizations. Those include Arkansas Baptist Children and Family Ministries, Arkansas Alliance Boys and Girls Club, the Arkansas Human Development Corporation, Children Advocacy Centers, Our House, Pulaski County Youth Services, and the Restore Hope Initiative. The Arkansas Crisis Center is developing a new program to support teens struggling with mental health. The AR Teen Connect program will train youth as peer support specialists supervised and mentored by crisis professionals. A press release says the program will give teens seeking help a space where they can speak honestly without fear of disappointing adults. If a caller needs extra help, the youth support specialist will be able to transfer calls directly to 988's crisis line operated by adult crisis professionals. The program is funded through the Blue and You Foundation for a Healthier Arkansas and will launch in early 2026. And if you know someone who is in crisis, you can get help by calling or texting 988. Arkansas lawmakers are reacting to a state Supreme Court ruling giving them more authority over citizen-led constitutional amendments. The High Court last week upended decades of precedent, ruling the legislature can make changes to citizen-approved amendments with a two-thirds vote in both chambers. Republican Senate President Bart Hester tells the Democrat Gazette he expects lawmakers will review the state's medical marijuana amendment, first approved by voters in 2016. Other citizen-led amendments have raised the minimum wage, legalized casino gaming, and introduced a scholarship lottery program. Lawmakers will meet for a regular legislative session in 2027. The Arkansas State University Board of Trustees has named an interim president. Trustees on Friday voted to appoint Robin Myers to serve in the role while a formal search takes place. This comes after ASU System President Brendan Kelly announced he's taking a new job leading Eastern Michigan University early next year. The city of Little Rock is opening warming centers amid cold and rainy weather this week. The Southwest Community Center on 6401 Baseline Road, the West Central Community Center at 8616 Colonel Glenn Road will stay open from 8 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The National Weather Service forecasts a chilly week ahead with lows in the upper 20s and highs in the mid-50s plus showers expected in central Arkansas on Thursday. And for today, you can expect increasing clouds with a high of 51, slight rain chances throughout the night. Low tonight is 40. Clouds and rain chances do continue through Thursday, but should clear out by the upcoming weekend. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.